credit to those guys over there. You know, they earned that win. You know, they made the plays in the critical moments. You know, they're at the end to win it. So that's what they've done. You know, it's proud of the way the guys played. I thought they played their tails off, played hard, man. I thought we finished plays, tried to finish plays. I thought we were disciplined for the most part. But just, you know, defense, I thought, really, really played their tails off, you know. I thought they showed up, played championship-style defense. That, you know, they had to put out a number of fires there between the takeaways and the fourth down stops. But like I told them, man, but it's also you got the hot hand. You gotta beat them back one more time, and then offensively, you know, 3-13 on third down and 0-5 on fourth down. You know, we could not convert, you know, and when you can't convert, that makes it very difficult. You know, felt like we were going to get a rhythm after that second quarter. We started, you know, we hit those explosives, went down, J-Mo scores, touchdown, you know, and it felt like, all right, here we go. But just couldn't ever really get in a rhythm offensively. You know, there's some calls I wish I could have gotten back. You know, I didn't help those guys, and I hate that. You know, I didn't help them. So, but that was kind of the story of the game.
Was it a common theme on third and fourth down, Dan, or was it multiple things? What do you think was maybe the disconnect there?
No, they really didn't do. They really didn't do anything different. I mean, he, you know, like Fangio does, you know, he mixed his calls, and he's got a few that he rolls through, and he does a good job of variety there, but yet, I wouldn't say it was anything like exotic or anything we haven't seen or talked about. We were just a little off. I mean, it really was kind of one of those days. I hate saying that, but it was just a little bit of one of those days, and I mean, it's a rare that, you know, golf and St. Brown don't connect more than that. You know, that's just a rare thing because those guys have such a good connection. But, you know, there again, man, we're all involved in this. We all got a hand in it. For me, you know, the coaches, all of us, man, everybody that's part of this offense, you know, we got to be better, especially in a day like today when you're playing that kind of defense, that kind of team. You know, the margin for error is so small, man. You don't have the luxury. Like, we get in the red zone, we have to score a touchdown, man. We can't come away not scoring seven there. You know, we have to convert at least two or three of those fourth downs. You know, you have to. And we were a little off. We just couldn't get our rhythm there.
And was under, obviously, constant pressure.
Say it again.
Goff was under constant pressure, yeah. And it looked like that wrecked anything you guys tried to do. Is there anything you could have done to relieve? Because it looked like you couldn't even move at all in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, well, we, you know, once we got down there, a couple of scores, that makes it a little more difficult. But, you know, I mean, certainly try to max protect a little bit more. That can help. You know, now you don't get as many guys out, but that's one way to do it, you know. We just, you know, there again, we just couldn't get going.
What'd you think of Rock?
Yeah, well, I thought he played defense like he did the whole game, man. I thought he challenged, you know, and played it like he did the very first rep that we played man-to-man. So I wouldn't tell him to do anything different, man. Get up there and challenge, play your style, and that's it. Yeah, well, look, I mean, there again, we know the type of team we just faced, a good team, man, and we had our chances. We didn't get it done. They made the most of the opportunity. We didn't, but we're right there, and we understand what it is, and we understand we make one or two more plays in certain areas, then you got the legit shot to win that game at the end. So it is. As bad as it stings, as bad as it is, we're so freaking close, you know. And I mentioned this before, you know, you just kind of hit some of these patches here. We're middle way through the season. We're in November, and I believe this is the best thing for us. You know, you don't want to say that, and it doesn't feel good, but yet, man, we're going to learn from this. We're going to get better. We're going to adjust, and we'll be hitting our stride when other teams start to hit their adversity towards the back end of the season. I really believe that. So, you know, we're going to learn from this game, and we're going to get better.
We've seen you dial at the fake punts a little bit over the years. What made you want to try it tonight? What kind of look did you think you had?
Yeah, I just believe that we were going to, you know, I thought we could get those guys off balance. And obviously that didn't happen, you know. I felt like the look was there to move them, and they did a good job. They were ready. They were ready.
How much did the elements play a part in
some of the problems? Man, I didn't feel like, you know, like we had a little bit of wind, but I really didn't feel like that was, it was something abnormal, you know, like that we were in frigid temperatures or, so I really didn't believe that was it. You know, I don't feel that way. It just, you know.
No.
I mean, there was a couple of things early in the game that I wanted to be smart with because, look, there was a little bit of wind. But once we got going, I wasn't even thinking about the wind. I felt like, you know, that wasn't going to be an issue.
Dan, can you chalk up some of what happened tonight to the Eagles having a great defense and the world champs, but look at and wonder and be concerned about how the offensive line, your offense, was overwhelmed a little bit?
Yeah, well, look, that is a good defense. We know that. But, you know, there's things that, just like every game, that is a very good defense. But yet, man, we can play better. You know, we can play better. I can call a better game. And there again, in this type of game, knowing what it is, man, we're talking about one, two, maybe three plays is the difference. And we're sitting up here and we just won the game. And it's like, whoa, man, you know, that was a hell of a win. You guys stuck it out, you know. But we just didn't make those plays. And so, you know, I really believe we're not going to be – that's not going to be the norm, what happened today. I don't believe that's the norm. You know, we just – we could not quite convert. We were a little bit off. And I don't believe that's going to be here to stay. You know, we're going to clean up a few things. We're going to find our rhythm, and we're all going to be better for it.
Any more questions?
What do you tell Jameson about the
Yeah, I told him it was a hell of a play. Don't do that again.
Before the half, they got inside the five there. You had all three timeouts. Right before halftime.
Yeah, I thought about it. You know, I was like, man, maybe I'll just go ahead and bang that right now. But I knew we were getting it after halftime. And really what I did, I just kind of waited. I was going to wait until we hit about under a minute. And then at that point, I just kind of let it go. Like, all right, we'll get it back. So, absolutely, I talked about it, thought about it, and I chose not to there. I chose not to. I said, you know, we'll take it in the third quarter. You know, we come out of halftime. And so, yeah, I did think about it.
With all the teams kind of bunched together right now, pushing your division, how do you view the final portion of the season for you guys in terms of the playoff push and what needs to be done to kind of get that run going?
Yeah, I mean, look, you take it one game at a time. You really do. I mean, we got the Giants this week, so we got to rebound, clean a couple of things up, go back to work, and get a dub, you know. And I mentioned this before, but everybody's playing everybody now. This is what's going to happen over the next couple of months here is all these teams we're bunched in with begin to play each other, you know, division games, NFC games. And so that'll all handle itself. You just worry about your own business. We're going to worry about us one game at a time. Yeah, you know, we got guys that play with leverage. You know, they're strong, they're stout, Reeder and Lopez and Mac, and we got some tree trunks in there, man. They know how to grow roots and anchor in there, and that's where it always is going to start. So I thought the guys handled it well, did a great job, and it really paid dividends today. It gave us a chance.
And Sam, you guys put Sam on IR.
Yeah.
How concerning is that long-term prognosis?
Well, obviously enough to where we, you know, we're talking about 4 weeks here. So, obviously we're going to hope that this thing calms down, and after that, those four games, you know, we can get it back. But we're really just taking this day to day, week to week. I'm hopeful, but I really don't know.
Sean, last question.
Dan, you said you wanted some calls back. What about some decisions?
Yeah.
Such a tight game.
You know? Yeah, no, listen, and I told the team that. I was like, man, there's some things I wish I would have done different. And look, the bottom line is you obviously, if you go totally conservative, you got to, in the way this game played out, in the way it was, you got a better chance of winning that game than some of those decisions I made. I understand that. But also, that's who we are. It's who I am. And it bit us today, you know.